Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy? Who kind of take off? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low. I've been new. I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. Are you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. Oh, no, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it. Really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming. They know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions. I flip it for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances. I took for this spot, I put it all in the pot. Fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K. I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, could they hate now? Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealous in every, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck niggas. You niggas know what it is, niggas. We get real money over here, niggas. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
Yeah. What's happening, everybody? Welcome back. Another Sunday, another awesome week. I'm happy. I'm excited. I'm full within. Yes, we are winning. What's happening? Let me bring on my awesome South co-host, Mo Ben. What is up,
bro? Yo, what up, people? What up, world? You know what I'm saying? Let's do it. You know what I'm saying? The energy's up. We're about to have an awesome show. You know how we do. Every Sunday. You know what I'm saying? That's where you come. Come through and kick it with us.
Listen, did you see my last post that I just put out? Australia is now in our top five. Australia, people.
That's dope.
What up, mate?
That's dope.
Australia has knocked out the Republic of Korea for the number five spot.
Wow.
United States, salute to California, still holding it down for the masses of the United States.
Shout out to
Who else is on
who
here?
Who else up?
You know what? I had it
in
my head, and I'm so like geeked, and then I'm like, okay. Oh yeah. So we got United States number one, United Kingdom, Canada is number three. So United Kingdom is coming, and they actually did a very huge jump for the last show. So keep telling a friend in the UK, we love you. UK is number two. Canada, Italy, and Australia. Australia has made it in our top five. We have been aired in over 30 countries. We're being aired in more, but we have listeners in over 30 countries right now. And we are thankful, man. We are grateful for
you guys. Yeah, man, shout out.
Listening to our shenanigans, man.
Of course. Man, all the people
listen
out there
listening to
the
Real Talk shenanigans that we have
supporting
for
the movement that we have every Sunday night. You know what I'm saying? That's
right,
what's up, man.
Right. That's what's up. Thank you, guys. And thank you, everybody, for tuning in and for all of the ones that tune in each and every single Sunday night. All of our regular folks, we love you, too. We love you in Orlando and in Atlanta. Thank you for my hellified support team. Without you guys, this would not be possible. So I'm very, very appreciative. I want to give a shout-out to Between Us Girls, which is also another podcast. And they had me do an interview last Wednesday. So salute to you guys. The interview airs July the 18th. Big ups to them. I told you guys, I'll let you know. I really had an amazing time with this interview. It was
That's
so
what's up.
Like
it's good energy. It sounded like it was good energy.
Oh, my God. And we got to talk about everything. So in this interview, I'm talking about spirituality. You guys know that. I'm talking about I'm talking about my, you know, my situation with, you know, with my ex, you know, smoking.
Okay, so you was able to open up and get some. Okay, that's always
yes.
good, too. You
so,
know what I'm saying? That's therapy.
You got to check it out, man. You got
to
check it out.
I'm going to have to tune into that.
Touch on a lot, and you kind of get to feel me on a deeper vibe. So it's coming out on the 18th. Of course, I'll give information on, you know, the links and everything like that, and I will start promoting it on my social media as soon as I get the promo work for the interview. But they were super-duper awesome, and I want to thank them for having me. I have another interview coming up next week, I think, and then I have some stuff to knock out in Atlanta. So it's just been a steady flow for me. I really can't complain right now. I'm juiced up. My energy's great. Everything right now that, you know, everything that I thought could not be going right now is going absolutely right. I have zero complaints. How was
your week? I'm happy to. My week was good. It was very busy. So, I'm in hustle mode, working a lot. But it's good. I'm, you know, enjoying my summer at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, taking it all in. A little bit of unrest because, you know, next week I really want to hit the ground running on a couple of different projects I got going on up here. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, the pie is getting sliced up. You know what I'm saying? I just want to make sure I get me a nice piece.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm kind of like in hustle. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm in hustle mode, and then I'm getting ready to take, like, a little slight vacation. But it's going to be a staycation. Cause I just gotta, you know, sew up some loose ends and, you know, complete these projects that I got going on up in New York. So, you know, I'm kind of just focused on that. And then I'm just feeling the energy, you know what I'm saying? My birthday is coming up, you know what I'm saying? It's about to be Leo season. So just a lot of, you know, energies I'm kind of harboring right now, but I'm, you know, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? I just want to talk about it. So that's where I'm
at. Yeah, I mean, you just closed What's three up? Deals, so, you know, I'm pretty
yeah.
sure that, you know, whatever you're going to do, you got it. So, you know,
you're going to get it,
no doubt. And, you know, that's what we're here to do, hype each other up. And, you know, you've been really making some boss moves since we've been here. And,
facts.
You know, I think it
facts.
Gives you a good momentum to have something to talk about. So, you know, it's all good.
Yeah,
it's all good.
Yeah, no doubt.
I'm actually going on a little getaway as well in a week.
Okay.
I can't wait for that. It was just a part of my plan. I said that I wanted to get away once a month, and so far I have been adhering to that this year. Very thankful for that. I've been just really focusing on me this year because I'm always grinding and I'm always, you know, trying to make things happen. One of the good things about this conversation that we have, because we opened up the bar, and, you know, for the most people that listen in to me know who I am. If you don't, you know, I and the new Miss Lovely Black, formerly Miss Lovely Black. And we got to in that. And if you don't know what that means, you will get to touch. You'll get to hear all about that in the interview. Me, you know, talking about crossing over and how I dealt with the industry firsthand on this side versus, you know, the industry on the other side. So, you know, that's something that, you know, it's a narrative that has to be spoken about because, you know, people think their opinion will make you give up your dreams. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
you know, people are so negative. But the one thing about this, and I wanna share this scene with you, and I said this in the interview, I can't say that. And she asked me, you know, how do I feel about, you know, how people treat me coming from where I came from and doing the things that I do now, you know. And I'm rubbing elbows with, you know, some mighty people. And I said, you know, the thing is that the elbows with the mighty people that I'm rubbing, they don't have any issue. It's the people that vibrate lower than you. So how can you get to me about what you're saying if you're not even vibrating on my level? Vibrate on my level. So if you got anything negative to say about my past, my present, it's not going to stop my future. You know, I mean, plenty of them tried, but I'm still here. You know what I'm saying? So it's just, we got to talk about some major jewels in here and how I really felt. And I'm just going to continue to open up and talk about these things, you know, interview after interview, and just give you guys as much of myself as I possibly can. Because I try not to make this radio show about me, and I make it about the world. So in this media run that I'm doing over the summer, I'm giving you guys the uncut me. Like, I'm not holding anything back. You know, I go in as I'm an open book, and there is no topic off the books. Like, so whatever you ask.
And that's when you can just really be free. You can just really talk about it and just let it out. That's a freedom, man.
Yeah. You know, like, let these people see how miserable they are, really. You know, one thing about it is people fail to live their dreams out for the sake of what other people may say. I've lived my dreams and yours. And then I think they're mad about that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, just stay focused on what it is that you want to do in life. Don't let anybody come in between what you're doing and say, you know, oh, well, you know, you shouldn't or you couldn't, because, listen, I'm living proof. I've defied all odds, and I'm still winning. So I promise you I'm living proof. But, I'm planning a trip out to Texas as well. I got some stuff that I have to go out there. Texas is going to be after this trip, I think.
Okay.
Getting a lot of stuff done, you know. The kid is going to kindergarten this year. So that's interesting for me.
That's got to be cool. That's got to be real cool.
Yeah. So I'm kind of not looking forward to that, but
You're not looking forward to going to Texas? Wait, hold on.
No, to the kindergarten.
Yeah, because I got caught up. Oh,
I am very looking forward to Texas. I said if I, you know, between, you know, my places here in Florida and Georgia, if I was to ever get somewhere else, if I was ever to move anywhere else, I think it would be
Texas.
If I was outside of the ground, it would be Texas, actually.
I did Florida, did Georgia, of course, you know what I'm saying, Miami, Atlanta. I got to get out to Texas, though. Texas just seems intriguing, you know what I'm saying? It seems different.
Right.
I would like to, you know, experience that.
I want to know, I sent you that DM. Can you play that DM, and then we're going to jump into this topic. See if you can play that DM on air for
me. Let me see how I can cue that up. All right, so bear with me. Just, you know what I'm saying, talk a little something while I see how I can do that real quick. All right, so just hold it.
Well,
down
we got the most infamous asshole on the line right now.
Okay,
so let's see
all right,
what he has to say while you try to cue that up. Hi, Smooth. How are you, Pooh Bear? That deep breath was kind of muffled there. That's just, I don't know.
Oh, okay. I just had to make sure I wasn't muted already. Yeah, you got to blow into the phone first.
Why are you talking
days
about old stuff?
Oh, it's only been 7 days, you And then, you know, the sad thing about it is the motherfucker didn't even answer the phone when I called afterwards. Like, she didn't even want to hear my mouth. Like, no, nigga, I muted you. You going to take this dick like a rapist.
Wait, hold on. Well, I put the phone down and I just picked it back up and I just heard take something. What? I miss out on what?
Okay.
All right.
You know, black or white ass, be raping motherfuckers and shit.
I ain't gonna answer the phone for that nigga.
I can't rape the Willie. I can't rape
the Willie.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, tell that people. She's like, oh, she ain't gonna answer the phone. I'm like, oh, okay. So she's gonna take it and leave, huh? Yeah.
All right. So
that's not why I didn't answer the phone.
Give
me the
courtesy of apologizing. Like, no, you took this. You gonna take this.
Well, okay. So we're gonna cue in this clip, right? And then we're gonna. I'll tell you the topic. So the topic for tonight is: would you get married at first sight? And we're gonna let Mo play this clip for you guys. Go ahead.
All right. So yeah. So
that
I gotta
rich.
Do that. Here we go.
Father, whatever the case may be, everybody that we get with, like a lot, he could be the one. This could be it. So we rush into it, and we don't give it time. So ask God, when are you ready to send me a strong man, a praying man, and a man that was going to build me up because I was a broken woman? After coming out after midnight, I met my husband, who was fasting at the same time. So for me, I was just like, wow, patience. I got married after 3 weeks. Meeting my husband, I knew he was the one. It was almost like everything that I was praying for right in front of my face. And you have to watch that, too, because the enemy can hear your prayers. So he knows exactly what you're looking for. I always tell people, before I came back out on the road, when I met Ken, we talked. It wasn't about sex. It wasn't about anything. He made me feel sexy without coming at me in that kind of way or touching on me or, look at you. It was never about that.
All right. So that's it. You know what I'm saying? So I hope everybody gets it.
Am I the only one who was confused about what that bitch was saying?
Okay. So, guys, that's Fantasia. And Fantasia was opening up, talking about how she met her husband and in her prayer. So when we see Sierras, we see, you know, the lucky women that are winning in love, you know, the Remy Ma's and so on and so forth. I see so many women that say, what was your prayer? What was your prayer? Okay, I said my prayer. You know, what was your prayer? And it's part prayer and it's part common sense, right? And the reason I say this is that, okay, common knowledge, okay? And the reason I say this is because, yes, you need to pray yourself in position and manifest. But from what I see and what works in my life, you know, like everybody's different. But that one person that you spend so many years with and so much time with for getting them to try to do right in your life, getting them to, you know, show, you know, prove to you or be there for you, that's the one person that you're more than likely going to be miserable with at in the end. When you meet that person that's for you, you're going to know it. You're going to know it. Like, the chemistry is going to be stronger than you have ever had with anything else, you know? Like, for me, when I meet people, I know, like, it's not going nowhere. The conversation is boring. They can't, you know, they can't hold my conversation. They can't stimulate my mind. You have to stimulate my mind before you can stimulate my body. But yet, we don't have that. And when you meet that right person, you know what I'm saying, you'll know it. So Fantasia stated she got married after 3 weeks, and they're still together. Fantasia's been married for quite a few years now. They're still together,
okay.
Right?
But so that's not new.
Part,
okay, Fantasia's a home record.
I wanted to make sure that I wasn't new.
No, that clip was new.
Okay.
Yeah, the clip is new, but she has been married for, so her marriage is not new. She's been married for a while now. And it's nothing like, you know, her other marriages. It's nothing like the other people that she's been with because she knew it when she met him and she took a chance. As far as, like, most people, they meet you and they know it, and then they just drag it out. And when you drag it out, it makes it, like, you know, it makes it you don't want it. It makes it unsatisfying because it's like, if you don't, you never meet a person at the wrong time. I hear this a lot. Oh, you know, and I used to say this too. Oh, we met at the wrong time in our life. No, either you're going to meet that right person that's for you and you are going to adjust what's going on to your in your life to make sure that you accept the gift that God gives you, or you're going to miss out on this train and then you got to wait for it to come back around again if it ever comes back around again. That's my input on it. So it's just like getting married at first sight. They got married, they fell in love, the conversation was there, the chemistry was there. 3 weeks later, they were married. Love at first sight. Would I do that? I absolutely would, because I wouldn't know it. You can't fake the authenticity of it. You can't fake what your soul feels. You know, your mind may feel one thing, but you can't fake what your soul feels. You can't fake the connection. And so when people wait years and years and years to get married, it's because they have never had that connection that they're supposed to have, or they had it and they missed it. That, oh, she's here right now, but you know what? I want to work on this right here. How do you know that person wants fit to work on that with you? He's here right now, but I want to finish school. How you know that person went there to help you get through school? When something is sick to you, it's a test. So it's not a such thing as the right time, not the right time. It's, are you going to take it when it comes, or are you going to let it pass you by and hope that it comes back around again? That man that you sitting there, you have been sleeping with for all these years, y'all ain't living together. Listen, all of the signs and whatever a man tell you, my ex, he had this girl that he was sleeping with, and he was just like, no, he denied her to everybody, you know, hung out, whatever, denied her to everybody. But you were sleeping with her, and the only thing she wanted you to do was tell her what she wanted to hear and sleep with her, and she was all in. You have those women like that, and you have men that go after women like that because they don't have the common knowledge. They weak-minded, and they're broken. And you have men that go after broken women, as Mo said before. You got men that just go after broken women because they are not adequate enough for a real woman at that time. You know what I'm saying? So if you got somebody, stick with, go for it. Your heart, your soul is going to speak to you and say, that's the one. That's the one. That's how I felt with my people. When I seen him, it was like, he the one. He it right here. This is it right here. Like, that's how I felt. This is it. There's no point to go nowhere else. There's no point to talk to nobody else. You get through the good part. You get through the bad part. You go back through the good part. You do whatever you got to do. But if all of your plans are making things happen, building together, it'll be so easy for you to get past the bad part because you are like-minded, and it takes a strong individual to handle a strong-minded woman like me. So, Mo, what do you think? Like, can you absolutely get married at first sight? No, I know the answer, but I'm going to let you tell them.
Okay. Wait, hold on. First of all, how you going to say no, I know the answer? Like,
oh, this is a gay topic.
Yeah. Like, yo, smooth. All right, so, look, actually, I might surprise you. You know what I'm saying? Like, of course, hashtag happily married man. You know what I'm saying? That's me. But, you know, say in an alternative universe, or, you know, if the circumstances wasn't the way they are now and I was a single person, yeah, I definitely could get married at first sight, I think. Because, you know what, it's the mystery of it. And I think the mystery of it can be enchanting, or it can be like, you know what I'm saying, it could drive it in a way, you know what I'm saying? So I think that's why you know, over time you used to have arranged marriages or whatever and stuff like that. Now, on the flip side, you are playing quote unquote Russian roulette. You know what I'm saying? Because you might just meet somebody and it's just some fucked up shit, and the shit just like, God damn it. Like, I met this person, I thought they was this person, I thought it was this way, and it was something totally different. But a lot of times, meet somebody firsthand, and then y'all just connect right there, and then y'all just build together, just like two colliding forces. Yeah, I could definitely see myself doing that, because I do, you know, I do think that right now, like, I pick up on people's kind of like auras or vibes, and I can kind of sense if it could mesh with mine instantly. I really can, like, you know what I'm saying. I know I'm married now, but if I wasn't, I got my antennas up where I think I could kind of like see, like, damn, you know, now it's the only thing is, it's the feeling mutual, you know what I'm saying? So if the feeling's mutual, then I can definitely see that. So yeah, I'm gonna say yes to that.
That's very shocking. But, yeah. Wow.
My personality is very adaptable. You know what I'm saying? So like, I can just, you know, my whole thing, I pride myself on adaptability. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can adapt
so
to, like,
situations
and personalities.
So why do you think it took you so long to get married to your wife, though? If you could, maybe.
Well, I was
young. I know the answer.
I was young.
Hold on. Yeah. Okay, right.
I was young.
Right.
You know what
and you didn't
I
have
young,
the intuition that you have now.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I matured
okay.
into the person that I am now. Like, when I first met, I was totally not ready for that shit. You know what I'm saying? So it took years for me to get to this level of where, you know what I'm saying, where I felt the time was right, the vibe was right, you know what I'm saying, we was on the same level, I saw something in her, she saw it, she definitely, and then the thing was, and it's the other thing, you see something in somebody else, but when it's reflected and they see something in you, you know, that's a powerful energy too, you know what I'm saying, like a lot of people
wow.
know how to
yeah.
handle that, you know what I'm saying, I'm like, damn, she
yep.
really accept me for who I am, all my flaws and my good, my
right.
bad. I'm like, and she fuck with me. So I was just like, all right, like this is something genuine. You know what I'm saying? So that's what, you know, that's where I came to that point. But yeah, I definitely yeah. can see that. Cause a lot of times if you date too long and you know what I'm saying? Like, and then this baggage or whatever, but if you can just meet somebody that's fresh and new, I think that can materialize.
Yes,
you know
that's
what
I'm saying.
Speaking of,
they hold on to baggage. And it's too much energy. It's too the vibrations are too low. So when you finally get the person that you want, you pretty much their last resort. And when you don't care about being a person's last resort, then you get sloppy sex. You probably done got this person they ran through. They broke it, and then you got to do so much work to fix them. But when you got something, you know what I'm saying, that's
fresh.
And you know what I'm saying,
it's powerful.
You know, he understands
it can
his power.
Grow from
you understand
freshness.
Your control. Right.
Yeah.
So somebody like myself that does as much as I do, I feel like at this point in my life, like because I know what I want, you know, we talk about that, like I know what I want. And I feel like I would be a good pick when if I say, okay, I will get married, I would be a good pick and it would just really be me just sitting down. Like my biggest thing is I had to overcome that I'm so independent. Right, because I would be like, you know what, I don't have time for this. I'm not going to do this. Why? Because I've always paid my own bills. I've always had my own thing unless we were living together, right? But here's the thing. You could be as independent as you want, but a woman is here for man, and a man is here for woman. So we still need each other. We still have to work with each other and do what we got to do. So I can be mad today, and then guess what? Tomorrow I won't be mad. So I need to find something to do while I'm mad till I get over that so I can come back and then vibrate on a higher frequency to get past those moments. That's my working in progress. You know what I'm saying? Being such an independent woman, always standing on my own two feet. You know, I didn't have a daddy to give me money. I didn't have a mama, you know, to cut checks and stuff. I used to give my mama money to hold for me. You know what I'm saying? I don't have people that can be like, let me hold this or whatever. Yeah, I call somebody and say, send me $40. And I got to call 20 people. Send me $40 and I'm going to send it back to you when I get back to my wallet, you know? So I don't have those same things that other people have. So when I have the intuition, like, hey, we can get it. We can make it happen. If you got a job right now, you know, I told you, I'm tired of dating in the limelight. You know, it's like, if you have a job, okay, that's all that we need.
That's
let's make it happen, right?
Yeah.
And let's build.
No,
and with my expertise, you know what I'm saying, we can't do nothing but go through the roof if everybody's doing their part. So I really see it, believe it, and I love it, you know. And worst case scenario, when you got everybody that's having to do their part, you know, most, you know, people, everybody's quick to point a finger. Oh, man, after 3-4 months, you know, they change. No, did you change? Did you start hanging out in the streets because you stopped? Got tired of being at home. Did you change for that person to change? And vice versa, that's something that y'all need to have a conversation about. But you do have, you know, your 90 days to get annulment, people. But, you know, for the most part, you know, it's that thing. You know, why not try it backwards? Who says that anybody else's way is correct? You know, you can try what you want to try. You see them, you get married, and see how it works. You never know what will come out of it. But I was highly surprised that Fantasia got married after 3 weeks. And she's not the only one that has done this, especially as far as celebrities that are living happy lives because they are learning and they are growing as they go. You got baggage. You already like, you going to your friend's house, that's what you said the last time when you was over there with your baby mama. You know, when you got baggage, that makes the situation worse. When you don't have that baggage, you get up and go. So when people tell me, you know, I'll get married after a year, I'll get married after 2-3 years, I automatically tune out to them. Because when you tell me that you got to wait a specific time or you got to wait all these years, then I know you're not in tune with your star player. I know that you're not intuitive to, enough to understand something good when you see it. But smooth, okay. I know you're not getting married, but what is your take on the conversation?
Sweet baby Jesus, I can't believe I listened to all this bullshit spew out your mouth about this fucker. First of all, ain't Fantasia still paying for the last marriage she ruined?
How did Fantasia ruin the last marriage?
Y'all forgot that she's still paying for the last marriage she ruined? You remember because Fantasia was the other woman. Or am I the only one that forgot that shit?
I don't even know. Y'all put me on a Fantasia. You know what I'm saying? Like,
she was not married.
She, was on American,
she had a
Idol
child with him.
Let me say this. Let me say this again. I didn't say she was married. I said she's still paying for the last marriage she ruined. Now let's get one thing straight about being intuitive about, you know what I'm saying, love, and just because you meet a motherfucker like, oh man, I just met you, let's get married. No. Some people wait. You want to know why they wait? Because they're patient. Okay? Just because you're patient doesn't mean that you're bullshitting. Just because you're patient doesn't mean, oh, no, he's not intuitive with his feelings or her feelings, and we're going to wait, or we're going to wait a year, or we're going to wait 3 weeks or 2 days, blah, 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 blah. If you're going to get married,
whatever.
You're going to get married.
I didn't say you was wrong. My way ain't wrong either. If that's the case, why the hell you got 21 kids and you're not married? You a hell of a lot of patience.
Oh, no, shit, fuck that. I'll let everybody know. See, the difference between me and you, hey, I'll let everybody know. Until they fuck around legalized polygamy, fuck them hoes. I'm letting everybody at the same time. Fuck that.
Yo, you know what? You know what's funny? Not to get off topic, because, like I said, it's
you about to get
off topic. When I say not to get off topic, I'm about to get off topic.
Right.
But speaking of you, smooth, like, nah, but check this out. Because, you know, like I said, I know you have different baby mothers and you got kids, multiple kids, you know what I'm saying? And I can respect that aspect too. Yeah, slew of kids. Because you know, you got a nice little team, you know what I'm saying? But that's good, man. You know what I'm saying? Your next generation is going to be lit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't like to make it easy, but keep going.
but here's what I was going to say. Like, my wife, you know, and that's what's so dope about technology. You know, you can DM and send people certain things that you might see, like, on Instagram, little messages. So, anyway, my wife sent me this thing on Erykah Badu. And it was cool because I guess Erykah Badu, she's got three different kids by three different baby fathers, and they're all rappers.
And they all take turns. And they all take turns.
Yeah, it seems like they probably do. You know what I'm saying? But
no, they do.
It was so interesting.
Nigga, I'm just like, man, today my day.
Yeah, I mean, look, she got three different situations, and it's interesting. I'm not knocking it. I understand it. I get it. You know what I'm saying? So it was like a video of her and I guess her second baby father, which is the DOC. The DOC was a rapper from Dallas back in the day, you know what I'm saying, was produced by Dr. Dre, came up in that whole, like, N.W.A. type of era. But what's kind of interesting about that is they got a baby daughter. She was turning 15, and, you know, it was, I guess, talking about her birthday, so they sent her, like, a little message talking about when she was born. And was Deepa Badu, she does her own – she get, what do you call that? I forgot when you have the somebody come and they help you out and – a doula, you know what I'm saying, and how they had the doula, and they had a midwife doula, you know what I'm saying. So, and they were just talking about the experience of that, and it was great, you know what I'm saying. The energy, you could just see the energy, and then come to find out that she is, you know what I'm saying. Obviously, they didn't become married or nothing like that, but they still got a connection because they got this child together. She is a doula. Yeah, midwife for his, he just had another baby, and she was the midwife to help that other baby come into the world with him. So I love how she gets down. It's like, it's kind of tribal in a way, you know what I'm saying? And then she got, you know, the son with Andre 3000 from Outkast, and then she got another daughter with J Electronica, you know, from New Orleans, and then, you know, Dre 3000 is from Atlanta, and then, you know, you know, and then
Common. She got a baby
Texas.
From Common, don't she?
Nah, she don't have a baby from Common.
No.
Common just got turned out, but no baby. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I just, you know, so on another level,
Common
not knocking that. That's just different. You know what I'm saying? That's a whole other way of looking at them.
But listen, here's the thing. Like, me and my oldest son, father, we vibe like that. You know what I'm saying? You know, he can sit on the phone and have conversations with me when these girls are sitting around. And, you know, some of them, they kind of get like, you know, why she y'all still talk? And he answer the phone still in front of them. We cool like that. You know what I'm saying? I meet his baby mama, shake their hands, whatever. Now, this last baby daddy here, like, I try to tell him, I'm more valuable to you as a friend than an enemy, okay? So let's not do this. But, you know, if he was doing his part, I can see us vibing, you know what I'm saying, in the same manner that I vibe with my older son, Dad. But we can't get along because he won't do his part, so that's out of the window. But I'm one of those people, like, I'm cool with it. You know, I don't have to, we ain't got to be,
so
we're not together.
My answer to this question,
y'all
off on me, like I'm a bitch or something. Like I'm a bitch. Not to get off topic. Fuck.
What's up, Scoop?
Hey, I'm showing my ass today. Fuck this. Y'all gonna respect my mind.
I don't know when I'm gonna get muted. So let me.
Right.
This is breaking news right here, Smooth. You
right,
know what
yo, boy, y'all enjoying this fucking topic?
Nah,
like, wait a minute.
A lot of times, Smooth, on anything, you tiptoe around certain things. So I'm eager to hear what you gotta say. Like, come with it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, let's go. Okay, everybody, let's move talk
about the damn subject.
Nope, stick to the subject. Go ahead, answer the question. Everybody's listening. The world is listening. Smooth, go.
Now, do I believe in love at first sight? Marrying a bitch as soon as you meet that bitch. Would I do it? No. Do I believe in it? Yeah. There we go. That's it.
Okay. I respect that.
Carry on, Black.
So you believe in it. Why do you believe in it?
Because I've seen it. You see what I'm saying? Like my dad, when he met my mom or whatnot, that's what happened to them. You see what I'm saying? He met her. He seen her. He was like, yeah, I'm about to marry her. My mom was like, oh, no, you're not. My dad said, yes, I am. And he wound up marrying her. So it is what it is. So I have experience as far as being told that. Now, me personally, would I do it? No, because I know me. I'm a mean person. I don't like people touching my remote control in my house because I'm possessive.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? That's just how I get down. So, I'm more of a wait and see
type person. Remote control. Okay.
Yeah, don't touch my remote. Bitch, don't you touch that remote. Don't you think you got control of my house?
That's interesting. And you know what?
You can't hit the fire button on my remote.
What's also interesting about this topic, too, and once again, this is my wife, you know what I'm saying, because we be vibing on certain things. She put me onto this show. My wife recently, you know, she went to D.C. for like a little weekend or whatever, right? Her and her mom's little getaway. So she come back from D.C. You know when you on vacation too, you know what I'm saying? You be in a hotel room and you end up freaking.
You gotta be careful with D.C.
Yeah, I know, right? But I'm secure with mine. You know what I'm saying? You know, we give each other space. So anyway, when she came back, you know how like, what I'm just trying to say is when usually when you're in vacation mode, you're chilling in the hotel. You know, you got the cable in the hotel and you end up watching something that you probably normally wouldn't watch. So anyway, she came back like, oh, man, while I was in D.C., I got hit to this one show called 90 Day Fiancé. And she's been like fixated with this show. You know what I'm saying? So I've been watching it too with her. You know what I'm saying? I was like, what the hell is this? You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, after a while, you kind of get caught up in it. And then I'm like following some of the storylines too now. So what was interesting about it is I guess they think like, sometimes it's international. Most of it's international, and you know, it's kind of like a Tinder, an international Tinder. So these people meet, and then you know, with the whole 90 Day Fiance, if they come to the States and they get married before the 90 days is up, then they can stay. If not, then they're gonna get deported. So it's been interesting to watch these different scenarios happen. You know what I'm saying? So, and it's funny too. It's like I said, once again, it's Russian roulette. Some of them, that shit works out. It's like, damn, they actually like feeling each other. They bother. But the ones that don't work out, man, you know what I'm saying? It's fireworks. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's been kind of interesting just watching that or whatever. So, you know, it's definitely a pretty good show. It's definitely like a nice case study on this topic, you know what I'm saying? So I definitely recommend that, you know what I'm saying? If you,
I seen that they had a headline that the lady had the man come over and yeah, she tried to get him deported. It didn't work. She never filed the paperwork. But of course, like he was treating her, she was treating him like shit, talking to him crazy, you know, all of his stuff on the show. And then he cheated on her, so she was like, "Oh, you're going back," you know.
Yeah.
So you know, it's like, oh,
that was an interesting story.
Cheated on you with somebody, he could get married.
I'm gonna paint the picture real quick, because it's the show. It's on. I don't even know what channel it's on.
90 Day Fiance. It's
called 90 Day Fiance, and it's on TLC. So anyway,
look,
I'm gonna tell you a little bit about that, because like I said, I kind of know a little, because I seen that his story. So I'm like, this Jamaican dude, right? He's like young, he's like 20 years old. You know what I'm saying? Was always wanted to come to the United States or whatever. And then this is white chick. She was from like Pennsylvania, one of them little hick towns in Pennsylvania, though. You know what I'm saying? Not no Philly, not no Pittsburgh. One of these little hick towns. And I know about the hick towns in Pennsylvania, because when I drive back from Cleveland, I got to drive through Pennsylvania, and if I'm stopping to get gas or whatever the case may be, I'm in one of these little hick towns. So anyway, so she, I guess, went to Jamaica on some vacation. Who he was like, I don't know, met him at some bar or something like that in Jamaica. They hit it off, and then he came back, and, you know, I guess they was vibing. So long story short, he came back chilling. He was happy, like, oh. You already had a crab cake. Like, oh, this is nice. You know, I can't believe I'm in America. But, you know, he had a swag about him. You know, he ain't no straight off the boat Jamaican type dude. Not to say that they all straight off the boat, but he was kind of like, you know. So, anyway, long story short, he, you know, was like, all right, cool. You know, they vibing or whatever. But then he started being a little too controlling, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, if he go to the store, because he was trying to get, you know, to his new surroundings. But if he go to the store, he's like, how long you been gone? Or why you got to go all the time? Or you need to let me know before you leave. So I think he started feeling some type of way. So anyway, but they were still vibing. And then they go to Vegas and get married. You know, shout out to Vegas. Me and my wife actually got married in Vegas. You know what I'm saying? Little something to tell y'all. But anyway, so they get married in Vegas and then come back. And I guess when she came back, she kind of understands. Yeah, they went to Vegas. Oh, yeah, I got married in Vegas, but he got married in Vegas. But I didn't get married in Vegas.
Was
Elvis bullshit. Nah, it was like a little destination. It was cool. You know what I'm saying? We did a little honeymoon to Hollywood. It was cool. It was a little vibe. But anyway, so then they come back, and I guess he had started, like, you know, like the few, he met a couple homies, I guess, at the barbershop they used to go to. So he used to go to, well, he goes to this barbershop there where it was some black people, because there's not too many black people in the little town. But the barbershop, he was, you know what I'm saying, with some black dudes there, whatever, so he got cool with it. So anyway, I think he was trying to become a tattoo artist. So they was like, all right, cool. You can come in here, you know what I'm saying, you can tattoo, you know what I'm saying, the barbershop. Long story short, real quick. So then he, I guess, on Tinder, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to Tinder. You got to be careful with it, though. He meets some chick on Tinder. She comes through, gets a little freaking tattoo or whatever. Next thing you know, they creep off to the bathroom. You know what I'm saying? So they do whatever in the bathroom and some shit. You know what I'm saying? Then they come out. I guess she was texting them late at night, and then she saw it. And then the shit just hit the fan. You know what I'm saying? Now he go to the barbershop and like, yo, what's up with this? You know, can y'all tell me some information? And then the dude, he was cool with it at the barbershop, snitch on homie. You know what I'm saying? Straight snitch. And then the dude, the owner of the barbershop, going to be like, oh, he disrespected my shop, so I'm going to tell you what happened. You know what I'm saying? Like, I gave him a chance to tattoo in the shop, but then he go and bang some chick in the damn bathroom and shit, and my customers was trying to use the bathroom, and I go in there, and he fucking or whatever, some chick in the bathroom, right? So then she tell the white chick, and then the white chick just goes crazy, because I guess her last relationship, she got cheated on, and then she had a couple kids too. And then the shit just hit the fan. So long story short, so that's the 90 day fiance. So that's the type of shit.
When you're there, I think for the people that are doing, you know what I'm saying, love at first sight, marriage at first sight, it's one of those things that they are already, like, they know what they want already. They already been through everything. They know what's out there. They know exactly what they want. And it's kind of like you find exactly what you want. And when you find exactly what you want, you're like, yes, let's do it. See, the white lady, she was bamboozled by the stick. You know what I'm saying? He had them put that meat on her.
He was like 30, he was like 32, he was 20.
Banged her back out. And you know, she didn't know what to do. You know, that's just what that was. But find somebody on your same page, on your same level, that is over doing what they're doing in the streets and that's ready to really build and do what they got to do. You know, I feel like for the longest, that's what I was missing. Somebody holding their part, doing their part, and us winning, but that's okay with me being in the limelight. Because believe it or not, that was my problem most of the time, that I was still in the limelight. And, you know, I was actually dating, you know, competing men that didn't want me to make more money than they did. I mean, come on, like, you can't do that. I mean, really, you know, I mean, I just got too much going on for you to feel that way. You just need to be secure in the position that you play, and I'm going to still allow you to be the king no matter what I bring in. But I think it's just for people that are just kind of over what's going on out here. It's nothing out here. So, I mean, I'm 100% for it on my end. I'm surprised that Mo is 100% for it because, you know, it's no food in the bedroom, no toys in the bedroom, you know, nothing,
like,
you know.
Food in the bedroom, and, I mean, and sexual, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, sandwich, like, in the bedroom.
We were supposed to celebrate for our 100th episode for that week, for the whole month, for the 100th episode.
I don't like sex toys, and you just hold that against me, but it's all good.
You just really didn't want to do nothing.
Yeah,
she's
a better Caucasian.
Yeah, you know, I ain't with that shit, man.
Well,
yeah,
I mean, listen, well, Smooth made up for it for you, because, I mean, you were supposed to do something once a week for the show that you would normally never do.
Smooth went and had
three kids for the month. So, I mean, that made it exciting. So,
I mean, thank you.
You know what I'm saying? Menage Twine got both of the kids.
Thank you for calling Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black. Who's calling in?
Miss Lovely Black.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
All right. This is Carlos Grown Man Porter saying congratulations on your 100th episode with the Decent
Man
Order
Carlos.
Show.
Okay, you guys, this is Carlos with the Decent and Order Show. You can find him on YouTube. He actually had me on his show about 3 weeks ago, and it was amazing. So make sure you guys check him out on YouTube. Go ahead, Carlos.
Hey, I just want to invite your guests, if they're in the Atlanta area, July the 28th, to come out and party with Status Network for our one-year anniversary as a black-owned internet TV network. And 1 year anniversary for the Decent Man Order Show. It's being an internet TV show.
Are they gonna have big duties?
Are we free? Look, it's free from 2 to 6. From 2 to 6, if you pull up to 777 Cleveland Avenue, Atlanta, Georgia.
Shout
from
out.
2 to 6. We got it going on for all the kids to come out and have a good time. If you know any teachers that need to be honored, please have them contact Status Network ASAP so we can honor the teachers at this event. It's July the 28th, once again, from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I got to say that because we stream worldwide. Status Network is the future of broadcasting.
That's what's up, man. Shout out to that. I downloaded that on my Roku, too, man. And shout out to Cleveland Avenue in ATL. You know what I'm saying? I just
ATL,
resonates with me because I'm from Cleveland and my peoples is from ATL, so that's dope. Straight up.
Hey, appreciate it. Appreciate the support. We streaming worldwide.
Well,
and we appreciate it if you don't.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for him to answer the question.
We answer the question since you're on the phone. Would you get married at first sight?
Would I?
Hello. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Would I? At first sight, it had to be.
Yeah,
it had to be.
Anybody.
I don't know. I can't answer that one.
Damn,
that one's hard. Thank you, Mo.
No doubt.
Thank you, Mo. Yeah, that's a hard question. On first sight, I don't know. I had to know him. And I know I knew my wife like probably like 4 years before we got married.
Hashtag happily married man. All right.
No doubt.
That shit can taste.
Oh yeah.
What?
Hey, that's a good topic, though. I appreciate you. Once again, congratulations on your 100th episode. Hey, I appreciate
you. Thank you very much.
Love you, babe. Love you, Miss.
For sure.
Love you. Love you. All right.
Love you, too. Peace.
Well, I got to be the asshole. Huh?
Because you are. He has, like, a gospel show. Like, he has, like, a gospel show, like, a Christian show. That's why he called when he said it.
Hey.
And he said, we are in the teachers. I was just like... God, he
you already know,
just...
though. I mean, that just goes without. It's Atlanta, so you're going to get the pieces. You know what I'm saying? With the booty. You know what I'm saying? Because it's
hey,
Atlanta, Georgia.
Look,
you know what I'm saying?
Hey, at least he was honest about the topic at hand, because, you know, Atlanta, the broad too pretty, she got to be a man. You know what I'm saying? So, like, look, I need to test. I need your family history.
Word.
I need to make
you
sure
you're
a
DNA.
Woman.
You know what I'm saying? I need to know your pedigree.
Let me check your chromosomes, girl. Your X and Y's, baby. Hold up. You look too good. Let me grab and make sure it's real. This ain't man-made, huh?
You are. You so sticky.
Hey, bro, I'm trying to figure out why I'm the only one asking man about some booty. Boy, black got quiet. I'm like, why she got quiet? Why she got quiet? I'm like...
I was so embarrassed.
Church
like,
people look at...
Leave it to you.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I said, man. When I touch down to Atlanta, I swear I'm going to the strip club Saturday night, and I'm going to the church Sunday morning. I'm gonna get the whole
vibe, the whole
Atlanta vibe. You know
you just
saying?
A heathen, though. A heathen.
Shout out to
a lukewarm heathen.
You going to trapeze when you get them off?
I'm a dwarf.
Hey, don't say yeah. You don't know what type of strip club.
Yeah,
well,
hold on.
So.
I know. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
I've
don't
heard,
say yeah.
I heard of that spot. So hold on. Maybe I don't know if you're trying to set
he
me up. You sound
big.
Like you know. I'm, anything
so
you
hard.
Say, you know, what I'm saying. I'm co-signer because you my homie, but I don't. You know, you ain't even set me up or something, right?
You can't trust black.
If it came
black and white.
If it would have came from smooth, you would have known to say, "Nah, all I ain't going. No, I got to look."
Okay, so you did. So you set me up, like, see, I thought we were.
Oh my hands! I've got a headache.
You know what I'm saying?
Sweet Jesus, I got a headache. Oh,
hey,
oh man!
Hey, you started real good on that one, man. Hey, you started real good and said, "Yeah, I got."
You know, when I touch down, I'm trying to experience the town, but I don't want to.
I'm telling you what to take her, she's gonna enjoy it, it's like Magic City on steroids.
Wait, hold on. I don't need my Magic City on steroids. I just need my Magic City, just Magic City. You know what I'm saying? Like,
talking about, damn, that woman showed us got some big ass muscles.
Exactly. Nah,
that's
nah,
a long
nah,
clitoris
I
right there.
I ain't messing with trapeze. Just because you
know, old respect. I was like, man, those are nuts, man. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, I'm good. Nah, I'm good.
Y'all childish. Y'all super childish.
Yeah, man.
Meanwhile, she just set the man up.
Yeah, see?
Hey, bro, you about to get a whole new fan base.
Nah.
You about to get a whole more bands.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm straight.
Some milk and cookies.
Oh, yeah, I don't need those things. I'm good.
Hashtag manage, man. See, that's why I got it. That's why I just call my hashtag. Hey, that'll work. They like the manage too. They want to talk about it. Hashtag manage. That's my. You know, that's my first bill, man. Nah, man. Hashtag let's make men again, man. Hashtag let's make men again. Just ignore it. Man,
childish.
They gonna love Madison, and they will love Madison that letter. You need to leave Madison, New York. Okay, that's basically what he's telling you.
Yeah, man. First no deal,
man. Shout out to the South.
Hashtag get you with my vehicle.
Man, I'm trying to see the
peaches.
Georgia peaches.
Ooh, my Georgia peaches. Hey, Georgia peaches. They all Georgia peaches.
Nah, you know what I mean. You know what I mean. Come on, Black.
They peach juice got a stem on it. I mean,
nah. See, it's the white coming out of it.
You know what the peach?
Caucasian.
I don't need no stem. I just need that. The you know that the peaches, the juices from the peach. You know what I'm saying? The natural juices of a peach. That's what I need. But no stems.
Hey man, look, I ain't about to fall, but I just know that God made vagina. Look,
exactly.
Fuck the peach. I don't want no peach, no pears. I'm about to be specific with this.
Right.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Y'all
play too much.
Real talk. Every Sunday.
Man, listen. Swing that thing to the world famous chopper. Mo, you got it.
So, yeah, so I got a lot of stuff. All right, so, yeah, this is the world-famous chop-up, you know what I'm saying? So, once again, you know what I'm saying, let me just announce it to the show. So, you know, every Sunday night, this is my favorite part of the show. This is the part where I get to just chop it up on subjects that I think is just interesting that's going on. I got some controversial shit that I'm going to get into, man. I think I kind of discovered some shit, and you know what I'm saying? I like to talk about it. So I want to see what y'all might think about it, but you know I don't want to get us like shut off the air or nothing like that. And I just want to, what I'm about to say, I don't want nothing to, you know what I'm saying, like I'm not anti-Semitic or nothing like that, but it's just certain observations that I've seen, and I just want to know. I just want to kind of put it out there a little bit, but I'm gonna be easy with it. But it's a show. It's called Ancient Aliens, right? And it's on the History Channel, and it's called Ancient Aliens.
Ancient Aliens.
Yeah, it's a show on the History Channel, and it's been resonating with me because I slept on it. Like, I didn't even know about it. You know what I'm saying? Because I got my Roku, so I download certain things that I'm into. So, you know what I'm saying? If the network ain't really coming with nothing, I don't have no reason to have it on my TV. But anyway, about a week or two ago on Twitter, it was trending. So I was like, oh, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Let me see what's up. And then, picture. I've been reading my Egyptian Yoga, The Philosophy of Enlightenment book. You know what I'm saying? That book just always opens my mind crazy. You know what I'm saying? Every time I read it, I'm reading it right now. You know what I'm saying? I just start vibrating on a whole nother level. But long story short, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just going to different episodes, and, you know, and it just matches up with a lot of things that I've been kind of already, you know, reading about and being intuitive about and stuff like that. And I just came to this conclusion. I've always came to this conclusion that Egyptians are from Mars. You know what I'm saying? And I just been, you know, kind of like just gravitating to the culture of, you know, just kinetic culture. But what's always been interesting to me, and that's me, because, you know what I'm saying, like, I think everybody has their different channels. You know, I'm more spiritual. Certain people are religious, and they tap into that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not knocking that, but I'm just a spiritual person, and I feel the whole kinetic vibe. But long story short, I've always been drawn to, like, modern-day shit, too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Modern-day technology. And shout out to, like, German engineering. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've always, you know, just respected German engineering. You know, I had a BMW, like, a few years back, and I really loved that thing. You know what I'm saying? The BMW had handling like it was nothing. You know what I'm saying? So, like, if I just needed to go back to Cleveland, it was nothing. You know what I'm saying? I'd jump on a highway. 7.5 hours, I'm back, and I'm just cruising. I'm floating. You know what I'm saying? And I'm sure the same thing with Mercedes-Benz, Range Rover, Volkswagen. You know what I'm saying? Just that German engineering is just crazy, right? So, and then, you know, like just through World War II and all that shit, you always hear about Hitler and the Nazis and stuff like that. And like I said, look, I'm not picking no sides, and, you know, I'm not condoning what he did as far as the whole concentration camps and all that with the whole Jewish thing. But I always kind of wanted to know, like, what was behind it. And, like, you know what I'm saying? I still don't know. Like, that part hasn't opened up to me yet, you know what I'm saying? But I know Jews, you know, came from Egypt with Passover and all that. But I don't know why
later on why basically Hitler would try to eradicate that whole culture. You know what I'm saying? But long story short.
World War One.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
you need to read the book, man.
Like, yeah. That's why I said. That's why I like the vibe. You know what I'm saying? Because like, yeah. I mean, I'm just going back to it or whatever. But I need to get back on it to just figure out how it came to it. But anyway, long story short, I don't want to ramble too much. I just want to kind of paint the picture. But I came to the conclusion in my studies that I believe this to be true. I think the lost city of Atlantis or whatever country or whatever you want to call it, I strongly believe that is in Antarctica, without a doubt. Like, if, you know what I'm saying? Because like, if you really study Antarctica, it's frozen, and not too many things go on there, but things are going on there. It's just not, you know, it's classified. It's not out there for the public to see. And, you know, and I always have certain conversations with certain people. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I can vibe to certain people. Certain people get these type of conversations. Certain people don't. And one of my homeboys, you know, from one of my kind of job situations, you know, we'd be talking on some certain shit. And he was talking about the whole flat earth theory and all that shit, right? And that just goes against all my, like, understanding, because the way I look at, you know what I'm saying, the flat earth, I can't really get with it, because, you know what I'm saying, the way I love the Egyptian culture and all of that, everything is like astrology, everything makes sense, because, you know, we revolve around the sun, we in the universe and all that. But the flat earth theory is different, you know what I'm saying? And Kyrie Irving, he kind of realized a couple years ago when he said he firmly believes in the flat earth theory. So long story short, this is where I'm going with this. If you look at a globe, right? So the globe is the north and the south pole. And if you just look at it, you spin it, you just see how it spins on its axis. But then if you tilt the globe and you just look at it from like left to right, and I think that's how people view flat earth theory, with Antarctica being there, and then you see the you know, Antarctica is at the south pole, and then, you know, the north pole is, you know, Russia and Greenland and Canada and Switzerland, Sweden, all those cold places, right? So if you're looking at that flat earth theory, like if you ever just Google it, you'll see certain maps and shit, and it's like no matter where you go to, once you reach the ends, it's all ice. So that just led me to this theory that, damn, there's something with this whole Antarctica shit. So anyway, long story short, once again, yo, you know, watching one of these ancient alien episodes, it shows how, oh no, man, Hitler, he was, you know, had ties to Antarctica, and it was certain things that he was tapping into. So when you really think about it, just think of the whole German, like, freaking from the way they make their cars and stuff like that. So why would you think that they would make some other shit like submarines? If you really Google submarines, that's German engineering, submarines. And now submarines is a boat that can go deep down in the surface of the ocean to reach certain things that, you know, other depths can get to. And if you even research flying saucers is German. That was like something that was done in German. And then lastly, it's this dude, I think his name is Von Braun or something like that, but he became the head of NASA. And he was actually like with the whole Nazi party before he became the head of Nazi. I mean, before he became the head of NASA. So long story short, my conclusion is that it's something definitely going on in Antarctica, where it's like a secret city that I think could be Atlantis. And I'm almost pretty 80% sure that Nazis have already went to Mars and already has set up a colony in Mars. You know what I'm saying? Because if you really think about it, all this big business and shit like that, it's heading to Mars. You know what I'm saying? Even Obama said it about, I think it was like 2015, and he said by 2024 we should be going out to Mars. A lot of people shit on Trump's, space program and stuff like that. So I just came to this conclusion that it's something with that, and they're already on Mars. So it just kind of blew my mind, because it was like a kind of like aha moment as I'm watching it, and I just kind of you know, putting the pieces together, and it just seems deep. So I just wanted to talk about that, because that shit blew my mind like a few days ago when I was watching this particular series. So shout out to that. I'm gonna keep you posted, because this whole ancient aliens too is deep too, because like this is all like if you follow the show, it's all that, you know, that I don't know. I'm just wondering why they're like letting it out to the public. But I'm thinking my theory is this, because you already got the internet, Google and stuff like that, so people are learning about this stuff already. So I think they're just maybe trying to get ahead of it. So, you know, I just thought that was very interesting. So that's my conclusion so far, and I'm still studying that. So I'm just very fascinated with that whole German culture that gets swept under the rug because of the whole conflict with the Nazis and the Jews. But it's definitely something to that. So shout out to that whole situation. And then just to keep it moving, also in the chop up, earthquakes in L.A., man, it's been crazy. And so shout out to our people over in California, Pasadena, the whole L.A. area. But they've been talking about, you know, they've been experiencing some earthquakes over there. And it's been just kind of interesting, too, because it's been so long, you know what I'm saying, since earthquakes really kind of hit that L.A. area, man. It's been like a paradise lately. You know, everybody's been loving L.A. Like I said, I had my honeymoon out in Hollywood like a few years back. I was just like, damn, man, do I want to move here? I was like so open off California life, you know what I'm saying? So I just hope everything is cool, you know, with that because, you know what I'm saying, we hadn't seen no earthquakes in California. I think one hit Vegas, too, and it was kind of like, you know, this is – I mean, it wasn't – you know, it was kind of, you know, big on a Richter scale. So I just want to kind of, you know, tell everybody out there, especially we got a lot of California listeners, to just, you know what I'm saying, keep safe. And, you know, it's just something to just kind of keep your eye on or whatever with those Cali earthquakes. But my people has been giving me, like, just a little, I guess, updates of what's going on. So, man, shout out to everybody out there. You know what I'm saying? Be safe. And speaking of L.A., I got to get talk about my man Kawhi Leonard. So Kawhi Leonard basically had the whole NBA hostage, you know what I'm saying? Because it was like, where is he going to go? I thought, you know what I'm saying, seriously, I was like, oh, man, he won the championship with Toronto. I mean, the table was just laid for him to hook up with freaking Anthony Davis and LeBron in L.A. and just keep the championships going. But, yo, Kawhi, man, he's a different type of dude, you know what I'm saying? And basically he just shocked everybody by going with the Clippers. And then on top of that, the Clippers make a trade and they get Paul George now too, so – next season, it's going to be crazy. NBA is going to be like – the parity of the NBA is so amazing right now. So that's just going to be interesting to just, you know, keep your eye on, see what's happening. Like, who's going to be the king of L.A.? Is it going to be Kawhi? Is it going to be LeBron? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to definitely be a rival now. And, of course, I already talked about this last week. Brooklyn, you know what I'm saying? I think they made it official. Kyrie was on Instagram talking about, you know, why he came to Brooklyn. KD made a couple of posts on Instagram talking about, I think he's going to wear number 7 now in Brooklyn. And ever since that, it's been a shift. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. For some reason, I feel like this whole New York state of mind is, like, really kicking in for me. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, because I was a little, like, damn. You know what I'm saying? I was just, you know, I guess I got kind of, what do you call it, complacent up here. I was like, damn, man, it's, like, really nothing going on. But it's kind of like, I don't know, just made, like, a nice little jolt to the city, and it's just like everything is just like the music and everything is just a little bit more vibrant right now up in NY. So I'm definitely feeling that shift. And then what else? Speaking of music too, speaking of New York, I gotta shout out this. You know what I'm saying? You know, I keep my ear to the streets as far as the music, what's hot, what's going on. I gotta shout out Griselda Records. If you ain't hip to Griselda Records, get hip now. You know what I'm saying? I talked about Benny the Butcher's album that I was vibing to, came out about a month ago. The Plugs I Met, rocking. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's definitely just a dope album. I mean, it's a street album, but it's a sophisticated street album. You know what I'm saying? It's on the line of Cuban Link, you know, Raekwon, and Ghostface Classic, only built for Cuban Links, that Wu-Tang Clan joint, came out in the 90s. And then Pusha T, you know what I'm saying? Pusha T, if you know, you know. That was probably one of my favorite albums from last year. And that Benny the Butcher, The Plugs I Met, is in that same vein. But they're keeping it going, you know what I'm saying? So just this last Thursday, my man Westside Gunn released Fly God Is an Awesome God. Oh, man, rocking to that, man. It's dope, you know what I'm saying? It's in that same vein. I got my man Raekwon. He sets off like kind of like a State of the Union Italian address, you know what I'm saying, back to his grittiness, and you can just see how, like, you know, West Side Gun, you know what I'm saying, Benny the Butcher, Conway, they represent, man. They bringing that whole New York vibe back. And what's dope about it is, what's interesting is, you know, New York, this is where the New York State comes into mind. You know what I'm saying? I'm in NYC, I'm in Brooklyn, but these guys is from Buffalo. That's on the other side of New York. That's by Toronto. And they still got that vibe, that New York vibe. And it's just interesting to see them, you know what I'm saying, to see how they coming up. And I love, and then another two, peep their album covers. And everything I was just talking about with the whole German engineering and stuff like that, because they got some interesting album covers that kind of see stuff without saying it. So just, you know what I'm saying, if you got Tidal, if you got Apple Music, if you got, I forgot the other one, Spotify, check it out, man. But remember what I said when I said look at the album covers, to especially my man West Side Gun. So that's it. Let me see what else we got in the chop up, man. Shout out to the U.S. women. They won the World Cup. Man, them chicks can play some soccer, man. Like, yo, them chicks can play some soccer, man. Them white chicks, man, they get busy on the soccer stuff, man. So shout out to them. You know, they took it. You know what I'm saying? I was looking for, like, you know, my African country, my Caribbean country. They couldn't do nothing with them. So they much better than the U.S. Men, because we can't never get on point with that soccer tip the way the women can. So they took that earlier today. And then the last thing before I get back, and, you know, before I wrap up the world famous chop up, is I want to give a shout out to our new tennis phenom that's on the come up. I haven't seen none of her matches just yet because I've been working. I've been kind of grinding a little bit. Haven't had a chance to watch Wimbledon. Yeah, Coco, what's her name? Coco Gauff. She made headlines. I think it was either the first round or the second round, but she upset Venus Williams, who was like her childhood idol. You know what I'm saying? She's only 15. Venus is, shoot, what, 40? You know what I'm saying? Venus is my age. You know what I'm saying? So she, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, so took her out. That's that youngness coming out. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Coco. You know what I'm saying? I think Michelle Obama, you know, tweeted her. And, yeah, I just want to see her run. Hopefully I'm not jinxing her. Hopefully, you know, her next match she's not going to lose. But, yeah, man, 15 years old, man, already doing it. She looked powerful. You know what I'm saying? Just the little clips I saw, I'm like, yo, she got next. You know what I'm saying? She got next. So we got to carry on tradition, you know, like Serena or Venus, and then, you know, Serena, they get a little up there. I do like Sloane Stephens, but Sloane Stephens, you know, she took the U.S. Open, like, what, 2 years ago? You know what I'm saying? Took the Australian Open a few years back. She's dope, too. I like Sloane. She's not consistent. You know what I'm saying? I wish she could just be a little bit more consistent. But just that black girl power, man, black women representing, man, tennis, I love it. It's like my first love as far as sports. So shout out to that. So this has been the world famous chop-up. You know what I'm saying? That's how I do every Sunday night. That's that, man. So before, you know, we get right to the topic, and hey, was there anything else you wanted to, you know, you was tripping on, you wanted to add to the week?
No, I know you went over the guy for the from Toronto having to go, you know, that went to the Clippers, and they thought they was getting
him. Kawhi. Yeah, that's not me. I was like, yo, the hell? But, yeah, man, shout out to Kawhi, man.
Yeah.
So he wanted to compete. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to join LeBron. You want to beat LeBron. So that's going to be, you know, interesting.
That's good. Yeah. I think that's a good decision because most of these teams trying to collect all of the powerhouses and – that, you know,
facts.
It's not the same anymore because all of the players are on one team just to win.
Yeah,
he want to compete, so he went to the Clippers, and I think that it's going to be a good season next year. I'll probably watch basketball for the next
year. That's a good observation.
It's not really my sport.
Yeah, that's true.
But, I mean, there's nothing wrong with winning, but
What's up?
At the same time, like, how far are you willing to bend over to win? You see what I'm saying? Cause like, but there's no such thing as being submissive when you have testosterone flowing through you. You see what I'm saying? Mm. So at one time, somebody has to be the leader.
Yeah.
But you got all these people that's good. You got all these people that's
being
great.
Submissive with testosterone flowing through you. You must have been to Atlanta.
No.
Or
Atlanta. Like one leader, there can only be one king. That's one thing everybody forget. There can only be one king. You see what I'm saying? So you have all these players that's used to being leaders in their own team, but like now they got to come together and follow one person, like, no, nigga, that's going to bring strikes. That's going to bring animosity. So, like, Kawhi on some, like, yeah, well, you know, I can't fuck with Toronto, but I can't fuck with the Lakers either. There's too many Chiefs over there. You got Anthony Davis, and you got fucking LeBron James. And believe it or not, motherfucker Anthony Davis, he ain't the type of motherfucker to bend over no. So, like, that's going to call strike from the Lakers anyway. He ain't the type of person to bend over with men. Like, no, nah, bro, I'm used to being the leader. Well, I'm the leader now. Oh, fuck that. Well, now we got to fight. It is what it is.
Well, make sure you get
somebody,
your season tickets.
Yeah, that's
going to be interesting. While it's still early,
nah,
I think we got to get season
watch
passes
basketball.
For,
that's one sport.
We're going to get season passes for the Falcons, and then, you know, we might go catch a couple of games.
Yeah, man.
A basketball,
yeah.
But, you know,
okay.
Time to get
the
real,
man. Football
team?
You said the Falcons?
Yeah. I said get your season tickets for your sports.
Okay.
I said we're going to catch a couple of basketball games, and we're going to get season tickets to watch the Falcons.
Nah, man, shit, I'll watch
it. I mean,
you.
The Falcons
like,
got to win eventually.
I like
they got to
get
their ass
whooped.
Okay,
they
yeah.
They got to compete. But, you know, they be having some real good games now. When you go, when you watch the Falcons play Green Bay, that game is always swole. When they play New Orleans, that game is always swole. When they play, it's a couple, it's like three or four that their games is just ridiculous. And I've been.
Well, you know
them,
what it
so,
was though.
You know.
Well, for the Falcons, I mean, I always will miss Mike Vick. You know what I'm saying? Mike Vick was electric. You know what I'm saying? For the Falcons, but the Falcons are still, you know, he's still pretty good. But Mike Vick was my guy. So shout out to that.
Yeah.
Shout out to the old school Falcons, man. 2000, that crunk, the crunk Falcons.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
If you really want to talk old school, I mean, fuck, I think you might want to go a little further back. You know what I'm saying? You know,
Deion Sanders.
You know, exactly. Too legit.
Oh, of course.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, yeah. Deion Sanders, Andre Rison. Oh yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know about that.
I'm fucking Michael Vick. Yeah. What the fuck you mean?
No, but Mike Vick was my guy. But Deion. Oh yeah, that's when Deion was playing for the Falcons and the Braves, football and baseball. So yeah.
Motherfucker, Mike Vick got famous off a Gatorade commercial.
No. Mike Vick was the truth.
He threw the ball way down there.
No, Mike Vick was the truth. You know what I'm saying? The dog fighting was crazy. You know what I'm saying? Kind of.
Nobody care about the dog.
It never took him under in the manner that it did, but you know that was the whole beginning of people overly caring about other people's business, and they railroaded them. But that's why they can't. That's why they can't take a win. But you know, you can't be in Atlanta and not represent their sporting teams. But the way that they railroaded Michael Vick, you know, it just brought karma on their team. So, you know, it is what it is. But you know, hopefully they gonna get it and go all the way one day, one year.
Word. Shout out to my Browns. But yeah,
never
Cleveland. But yeah. So we got about 15 more minutes. Yeah, Cleveland. Oh yeah, don't sleep. Remember what you heard of.
I mean, unless you plan on bringing back Jim Brown, I mean, Cleveland ain't getting nothing.
We got my man Odell Beckham. We got my man OBJ. We got Odell Beckham. We got my man Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield.
You OJ. Yeah, you need to bring OJ.
Nah. Odell Beckham.
Oh,
yeah.
Lord.
Yeah.
He said, OJ, he's getting on my nerves.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. OJ, right now. Football, basketball is dope, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I love it. You know what I'm saying? Because that's why I want to see this new Coco, you know, golf, keep doing her thing, you know, carrying on the legacy for Serena. Because, you know, Serena, she's getting up there, so she can't be as dominant. You know, she probably got a few more years. At the level that she's playing now.
She had that baby, she had to say.
Yeah, true. Because
that baby ruined her.
Major just yet. I mean,
that baby ruined her.
I didn't ruin her, but her tennis
career. That baby ruined her. What you mean? That baby spread them hips and that was it. That person ain't saying no more. She ain't walking the same. She ain't running the same.
Yeah. I'm going to probably try to catch her at the U.S. Open. You know what I'm saying? Up in Queens in September. We'll see.
I'm gonna catch out a retirement speech.
Wow, really? For so many years, so.
Yep.
And that's why I said I just want to see this young girl, you know, take that torch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she beat Venus, man. I, you know.
Yeah.
But Venus, you know, I'm like,
y'all like that was an accomplishment or something.
Yeah.
She's about to be 40.
Venus is a little suspect. I mean, but still, that's still big, though. I mean, Venus, he's still a century. You still got to respect
Venus. Venus ain't been shit for 21 years. Venus ain't went since 98.
It's all about Serena. I mean, it would have been more
right.
resident than Serena.
Come on, now. That's 21 years ago. It's over.
Yeah,
no, you know,
Venus, she still had a Hall of Fame career. She ain't Serena. No, don't get it twisted. But that's still a name.
Only reason why they still talking about being to her sister, Serena. That's all.
No, you're right. You're right. You're awesome. Look, I respect your tennis knowledge. I see, you know.
Oh, my God.
She beat Venus Williams.
Well, damn, when was the last time? Venus won.
At 15, though. She's 15 years old, though. That's big.
And Venus
15?
Is 39. Really?
15?
Really?
Was she in the 10th grade? So the 10th grader beat Venus. That's why.
You know,
that's
I actually used to like tennis, but I stopped looking at it when they started making Venus and Serena play against each other. Like, you
well,
had
to
play against each other, both of y'all
because,
gonna win.
No,
like,
but you
have no
it's
trouble to play against
like,
each other.
Yeah, you got no choice.
They have no trouble to play against each other.
If it's a tournament, like, it only can be one winner, Black. Yeah.
Right.
That's
like,
what I have.
Fuck
that.
Like, somebody got to win.
Yeah, so that's how that goes.
Like they were matching them more than anything, trying to figure out who's the best. And Serena, you know, dominated.
Wait,
but
hold
of course,
hold on.
Time,
only
I heard
one that remembers them playing
hold
against
Black.
Each other back in 1995.
Real quick,
you know what I'm saying?
Real quick, hey, I gotta ask this what? Question. I gotta ask this question because I talked about this in my chat group on my IG with my fellas. Somebody was saying this, but who is they? And I had to say it. It was like, oh, no, they ain't going to do this, or they ain't going to do this, or this can't happen because
the people that controlled it, like the same people that, you know, tried to go against Serena because she had on a cat suit that, you know, was helping her not get blood clots. You know what I'm saying?
The same folks that have been hating.
I'm
on my gods and goddesses, so they must be a god. They is a god.
No,
well,
hell
they,
no.
They the god.
I ain't gonna say they is God, but all right, man.
You went too damn far.
When you playing tennis and you in a fucking bracket, regardless of the fact everybody has to play everybody, it is what it is.
That's the thing.
That's
though.
Just
you know,
that's just the way it goes.
It's a
you know what I'm saying? When it comes down to the brackets, like
it's
hey,
good. You know what I'm saying? So they playing each other. A lot of times they met up in the finals. You know what I'm saying? So I mean,
right.
They both dominating they sport. You know what I'm saying? But only can be one winner in a tournament. In a grand, you know, any kind of tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Serena put it on that ass.
Yeah.
Big sister.
Yeah, the last one she was in, they cheated Serena out of that one. And then they gave her points, how much she was arguing with the ref, and she was asking a question.
Yeah.
So, of course,
they were cheating.
She was saying what happened. But, you know, they were mad. You know, she didn't came up and then, you know, got married and had a child. And, you know, it was somebody hating along the way, you know, trying to break her stride. But,
man,
I mean,
it's like a motherfucker robbing a bank.
I ain't feeling that good.
You
that
giving
God. The God day. Pay to God or God day? Ain't no God.
Ain't no God.
I hear they a lot. God damn.
They want to be God, but they can't be
that's
God. Them, Black man is God.
Facts. Anytime somebody say they, that's
when
they
depends on what it is. Can't trust these niggas.
I'm saying. When you tap into something, that gives you power. Yeah,
so listen, yeah, man. So Smoke, I really wish that you could get married at first sight. I wish you met that woman that you were married to and settled down.
You
know how many
times these bitches have proposed to me? Fuck that. I've got proposed so many times. Them hoes be falling in love. I ain't with all that. Look, bitch, I need time. I need for the government to get right, legalized polygamy. I got all y'all. Cause just because I love you don't mean I trust you. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh. Okay.
That's real shit. Just because I love you, I mean I trust you. So like, look, we just gonna all get married at the same time, and if you fuck up with it, man, it is what it is, bitch. I got a few more behind you.
Yeah, man. You gotta be careful.
I feel like they
you know
should legalize polygamy, and not just in these country states, in these country places, because if you're gonna legalize man marrying man and woman marrying woman,
yeah,
why can't you
put everything out on the table, right? Fuck it.
Shit, they just arrested a broad down here for damn, what they call that shit? It wasn't polygamy. It's a whole different name. I think it was polygamy. It's just it's a whole different name. What they call that shit? Yeah, multiple partners. No, she was married twice. She had two husbands. They arrested her.
At the same time.
Bigamy.
That's the thing. Like, they gotta stop going. Listen, you gotta stop going down here to get the government certification, the government's contract. You can be married. All you have to do is say your vows before God. You don't need the government contract to consider yourself married. That's just putting the white man in your business saying, "Let me pay you."
When it comes down to that insurance policy. Yes, you do. When it comes down to that insurance.
Man, listen, you can get insurance. I could get insurance on somebody that I'm not married to him.
Yeah, I mean, that's the business.
But when it comes down to death and shit like that, like, it's a whole different game.
Okay, but that's why you write your will. That's why you still can have everything built together. You can still have everything and each other, everybody name on everything. You know what I'm saying? It's ways to get around that. So if you die, your name's still on it, you get it. You know what I'm saying? When you do your account, right, and especially when you open a big account, they make sure that you give them a beneficiary. Or if you have an account, when your account reaches a certain amount of money, they're going to make sure that you have a beneficiary in place. Therefore, you have all this stuff, and you make sure your beneficiary have this paperwork. You don't have to go and get these licenses and get this contract from the white man to be married. Stop doing that. She could have had both of her husbands. You ain't got to go get no contract from no white man to be deemed married.
I want that shit out in the open, too. I don't want to hide. Just like the homosexuals don't want to hide.
You ain't
got to
hide it. You ain't got to hide it. You can tell everybody you married. You can have your rings. Y'all can all live in the same house. Y'all, all three of y'all names can be on the house. All three of y'all names can be on every car.
No, I want my cake,
on the
but my multiple bitches on it. God damn it.
Yeah.
No, you're not. Yeah, I don't, that's the thing. Like,
I'm
we
just
were talking
saying,
about
black.
This. I don't want the contract from the white man. I don't.
But what I'm saying.
No, it's not about the contract. It's about the fact that now you tell me I can't do something. So you can't tell me what I can't do. Now I gotta fuck with you, even if I don't want to do it.
Well, no, you talking about what has to be. You can do everything that you can do as you are married, but you just don't need no license from no government to say that you're married. You don't need that.
No,
as long as you say your vows before God, y'all can have y'all rings, y'all can get y'all property, y'all can get everything that you want.
I feel what you're saying.
I don't. You know, I guess I'm not the hoe that want it because I want everything except that.
Yeah, that's a little project.
You know
what I'm saying?
No.
Either married or you're not.
Well, it'll be married. You don't need that, but that's the thing, you know. So they have brainwashed y'all into believing the only way that you marry is if you come get the paper from us, so that we can tax you every year for the money that y'all make as a whole, so that we can charge you to get a divorce. But marriage is saying you vows before God. That's what solidifies it. These white men ain't God. The government ain't God. What are you talking about? You don't need that to be solidified.
But here's the thing.
It's in your heart.
I might as well
you don't have to file joint when you're married.
If that's the case, I need to
check me out on thenewmisslovelyblack.com. thenewmisslovelyblack.com. You can actually purchase my books. You can get the links for my books. My books are on Amazon and Google Books. You could actually just search The New Miss Lovely Black. I am not on Kindle Select, so you can't find them under Kindle Select, but they are very inexpensive, you know, if you purchase them outright via ebook. And my social media links are on the website as well. So go to the social media, go to the website and see what you got, and I'll be tweeting the link out to Mo. Mo 90 Texas, take it away.
Yeah, so talk to me, I talk back, you know what I'm saying? So definitely follow the show's official Twitter page, and that's Real Adult Talk, and not talk, it's spelled TAWK, you know what I'm saying? So shout that out, follow that, you know what I'm saying? Building that joint. You know, definitely follow my official Twitter, which is MobinS. No, I just keep it positive. If you just want to come over there and get some positive vibes, get some enlightenment, definitely follow me on that. If you want to put a face with the voice. You know what I'm saying? Definitely holler at me on Instagram, and that's, you know, the handle is MOBINNS. And if you would like to be on the show, holler at me, Gmail, find my DMs, whatever is convenient for you. The Gmail is MOBINNS. And that's I think that's pretty much everything. Oh, yeah, so definitely, like Black said, be on the lookout for the retweet. So if you want to put somebody on, definitely check that out on the retweet on both social, well, both Twitter accounts. I'll definitely have that up there, especially on the real AWK.
And I'm writing the book called The Mute Button.
The Mute Button. By Smooth.
The Silence of the Black Man.
There we go. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, another interesting topic. You know what I'm saying? You know how we do every Sunday night. But, yeah, back to this this marriage certificate thing. I mean, you make a valid point, but that's what hooks you in. You know what I'm saying? That's how you know you got to be really committed to that person. Because, you know what I'm saying, that white folks going to be in your business. So,
all right. Sure, see you guys next Sunday. Same time, same place. We doing it all over again and again and again.
Cut him off again.
Peace out.
She cut him off again. Cold blooded. Only got like 2 minutes left. She cut him off again.
Cut me off.
No, it's actually over.
Caucasian.
Peace.
Cracker.